We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, February 18th. The Colorado basketball team has now won 5 consecutive games for the first time ever in Pac-12 Conference regular season play after Sunday's 67-60 win of a struggling Arizona at the CU Event Center. Buffs never trailed in the game, led by as many as 11 in the first half, 6 at the intermission. After pulling out to a 12-point advantage in the second half, the Cats went on a run, pulled even at 36, and that's when point guard McKinley Wright scored 7 straight points to put Tad Boyle's Buffs ahead for good.
I would kind of put this in the grind it out category. I mean, we kind of ground out this win, and Arizona played well. They played hard. They played, you know, inspired, and you could tell in the first half. I told our team at halftime, we took a really good shot from them in the first half. We're probably going to take a good shot from them in the second half because you could just tell they kind of had that intensity about them. But our guys did too. I mean, our guys played with great passion and energy. But I thought the pace of the game in that first half was really good for us. It got up and down. I know McKinley got tired a little bit, but you know he's going to bounce back. But their guys got tired. And looked at the stat sheet. Ryan Luther's a really good shooter. Was 3 for 6. From the field in the first half, but I like the pace of the game because in the second half those threes are a little bit harder to make when your legs are a little heavy, and you know they missed some free throws down the stretch, and maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know, but I just felt like our guys played with great toughness.
Lucas Siewert led the Buffs with 15 points and 8 rebounds, including 4 offensive rebounds. Wright chipped in with 14 points and 3 rebounds. Shane Gatling had 11 points, and Tyler Bay scored 9 points and grabbed 10 rebounds. The Buffs now embark on their final road trip of the season, beginning Wednesday versus Washington State in Pullman. Our coverage begins at 7:30 with Buffs warm-up, followed by the tip between the Buffs and the Cougars at 8 p.m. Mountain Time on the Colorado Basketball Network. Well, the highs and lows of the season continue for the Colorado women's basketball team in its 63-51 loss at Arizona on Sunday. The Buffaloes walked into the McHale Center knowing that senior guard Kennedy Leonard would return to the court after an extended period away with an injury. What was unexpected was the loss of senior Alexis Robinson, who was ruled out due to injury prior to the game. Pina Tutele was CU's leading scorer, notching 10 points on her birthday, by the way. Quinessa Candle-Doe and Emma Clark finished with 8 points apiece. Leonard finished up with 5 points and 3 assists in her 12 minutes off the bench. The Buffaloes return to the Event Center this week to close out the home season against Washington State and Washington. Buffs will open with the Huskies on Friday night at 7 o'clock. By the way, don't forget, we've got our Buffs primetime show once again tonight at Corelli's at Boulder from 7 until 8 o'clock. We'll have head coaches Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Our player guest is point guard McKinley Wright for the CU men's team. The podium finish for senior Christina Rollinson at 6 finishes in the top 8 of vaulted University of Colorado ski team in the first place after the first day of the UAA Invitational, kicking off a busy 8 days of skiing up in Anchorage, Alaska. Despite the appearance of a moose on the course, that's right, I said a moose on the course for the women's race, Rollinson hit the podium for the first time in 2019 while three Buffaloes finished in the top 6 in a women's race, with junior Anne Cerie Lurick taking 5th and sophomore Hedda Bongman finished 6th. Freshman Eric Dungaroo led the men's team with a 4th place finish, just 7 seconds behind the race winner, while senior Albert Elev took 7th and sophomore Sonder Bolum finished 8th. The Buffs are just getting started in Alaska. Monday, the Nordic teams will continue action in the UAA Invitational with classic sprint races. And the University of Colorado tennis team concluded the weekend in New York with a close 4-3 loss to Cornell and a 4-2 defeat of Binghamton Sunday morning at the University of Cornell. Colorado returns to action next weekend in Boise, Idaho, with a match against South Dakota Saturday and Boise on Sunday. The Buffs return home on Friday, March 8th, when they take on Washington at 2:30 p.m. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.